This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning. It is 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Ted Woodward. Steve McIntosh has the day off. It is Tuesday, August 11th. As we take a look at a man convicted for a fatal Wichita shooting, those details on the way.
The state of Kansas sues to block a casino plan for Park City. I'm Dan O'Neill.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday. A line of thunderstorms rolled into south central Kansas last night, bringing us some heavy rainfall and some hail, but things are quieting down today as we heat up. Our complete forecast in just a few minutes.
Currently in Wichita, mostly cloudy, 71 degrees here on this Tuesday morning. Kansas filing a lawsuit against top officials at the U.S. Department of Interior. It's an effort to block a casino from being built in Park City.
Officials are looking to block the Wyandotte Nation of Oklahoma from building a casino on land that it owns in Park City. It's the latest legal twist in a decades-long dispute over the tribe's ability to build a casino on a 10-acre parcel of land. The federal lawsuit filed Monday is an effort to set aside a decision issued in May by the Interior Department that cleared the way for the project and had reversed an earlier decision from 2014 that approved the tribe's request to build the casino on a parcel it purchased in 1992. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
A 38-year-old man convicted of a fatal shooting 2 years ago outside a Wichita nightclub has been sentenced to life in prison. The Sedgwick County District Attorney's Office says Brandon Evans shot and killed 37-year-old Isaac Lewis of Wichita outside Daiquiri's Club. A 28-year-old woman was shot in the arm. Evans was convicted of first-degree murder, aggravated battery, and criminal possession of a weapon by a convicted felon. Evans claimed at his sentencing that he suffered from a mental disease. District Judge Eric Williams sentenced him to life with no parole eligibility until he serves more than 65 years. A scare outside the White House. A 51-year-old man approaches a Secret Service officer, telling him he has a weapon.
It was a chaotic scene Monday afternoon right outside the White House. Law enforcement officers firing shots at a man they believe was armed. The president abruptly whisked away by a Secret Service agent right in the middle of his coronavirus briefing and taken to the Oval Office. When he returned minutes later, the president addressed the incident.
There was a shooting outside of the White House and seems to be very well under control.
The Secret Service saying at no time during this incident was the White House complex breached. The male subject and a Secret Service officer were both taken to the hospital. A source telling Fox the man's injuries are non-life-threatening. In Washington, I'm Kevin Cork, Fox News.
A new set of Wichita police recruits have started their academy training. Police Chief Gordon Ramsey calls the 54-person class the most diverse and inclusive class that we've ever had at the police department. Among the 54 recruits, 31% are women, 37% are minorities. This class is a result of a multi-year overhaul of the department's recruiting strategy. They were chosen from among initial applications of the pool of 1,000 people. Police say a 17-year-old employee at Sesame Place, just north of Philadelphia, was seriously hurt after asking a park visitor to wear a mask. Jennifer Joyce of Fox TV affiliate WTXF reports.
Investigators say the juvenile told a visitor to wear a face covering. Minutes later, the underage victim was hospitalized with injuries to his jaw and mouth.
That is mind-boggling to me.
You don't want to wear your mask. Don't go to Sesame Place.
The Middletown Township Police Department says the two suspects, a man and woman, took off after the attack. They think the pair is from New York City.
And the police are working with New York police in the hopes of tracking down that couple. Southwestern College in Winfield is back in class. Yesterday, the first day of fall semester, in-person classes. First time since March they've had in-person classes at Southwestern College after COVID-19. They're using a lot of social distancing, hand washing, and face masks now. Also testing all students and staff as they come back onto campus. So far, 900 tests at Southwestern College in Winfield, only 3 coming back positive. And the classrooms are different. Not as much seating to make room for social distancing. There's a plexiglass shield between the professor and students while teaching. And everyone in the classroom has to wear a mask. Southwestern also started the school year a week early. And then so they'll try to wrap up before students leave for Thanksgiving before the long winter break. Joe Biden's running mate, when will the announcement come? And a profanity-laced tirade. Guess what? That rage is over. I bet you can guess. It's KNSS News Time, 7:06. .709 with Steve and Ted on KNSS. Former Vice President Joe Biden said last week that he'd pick his running mate this week, but he did not say when that announcement would be made. Fox's Jackie Heinrich reports it could happen anytime.
As the convention draws closer, all eyes are on Wilmington for any sign of movement. Biden hasn't indicated who's at the top, but a number of contenders have been raking in big bucks for his campaign. Senator Elizabeth Warren tops them all with $7.7 million so far. Senator Kamala Harris rounds out second with more than $5 million, according to Politico. But Biden will also have to consider mounting pressure to select a black VP. More than 100 black male leaders, including Sean Diddy Combs and Charlemagne the God, wrote, failing to select a black woman in 2020 means you will lose the election.
Biden promised months ago that he would choose a woman for his running mate. A shopper goes off on a profanity-laced tirade over a supermarket's mask policy.
A maskless woman seen in a Twitter video hurling insults and threatening to beat up a New York supermarket employee, asking her to put on a face covering.
That's why you work in a supermarket, you dumb girl.
The profanity-laced tirade taken at King Cullen Supermarket on Long Island. The reps have yet to comment. The unseen worker can be heard yelling back as the customer calls her a slew of names, including a communist.
We live in America! Who can be this communist?
This one of many face mask confrontations to go viral. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
7:11 with Steve and Ted in the morning, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
So far this morning, things looking fairly good out there on the roadways here in the Wichita area. Several stalled out vehicles, though. Westbound Kellogg at I-235, a semi stalled out there. Watch for a slowdown right around there. Another semi tractor trailer stalled out. Northbound I-235, and it's over by Central. Traffic update from 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
And on this Tuesday, let's check in, get the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast from meteorologist Ronnell Williams. Hello, Ronnell.
Hey, good morning, Ted. How you guys doing?
Good. Yourself?
Not too bad. You know, it's Tuesday. It's not Monday anymore. I don't know about you guys, but Monday is always, that's my hardest day of the week right there.
Oh, I'm with you. It takes its toll for some reason, but we're inching day by day.
Exactly. It's Tuesday, not Monday anymore. And when it comes to our forecast, you know, we did have a few storms roll through. I actually woke up late last night to a lot of flashes of lightning, but I didn't hear any thunder. So, you know, that just kind of set the stage where I automatically knew that the storms, they were too far away and, of course, moving out to hear that thunder. But we are still going to have a slight chance of maybe a couple of raindrops, even an isolated rumble of thunder, mainly to the south and east of Wichita. 20% chance today. Better shot at staying dry. High of 93 degrees, eventually going from mostly cloudy to partly cloudy by the time we get into the afternoon. And then our winds at 8 to 18, switching from the north back out of the south, maybe kicking up the occasional breeze, but they won't be all that strong. Partly cloudy skies tonight. Another 20% chance of a shower or storm. What we'll see happen, there's going to be some more storms moving in from the west, similar to what we've seen happen over the last few nights. They may congeal and cluster together, possibly reaching the Wichita Metro by the time we wake up early tomorrow. Not expecting anything severe here, though. We'll start off in the 70s for our Wednesday, and then back up to 94 by the afternoon. And it looks like another slight chance of a shower or storm once again late Wednesday night going into Thursday, where we could get clipped by some storms that are going to impact eastern Kansas. Possibly late Thursday heading into early Friday, too. So bottom line, the next few days, just make sure that we're keeping an eye on radar, keeping an eye on things, and really just staying weather aware out there. Turns drier by the weekend, but still warm in the low 90s. Right now, we're sitting with mostly cloudy skies and a temperature of 71 degrees. Easterly winds at 6 miles an hour and a dew point of 63, still making it feel a tad bit muggy out there.
Although we've had had a nice sunrise here on this Tuesday.
Yeah, that's right. Well, I feel like we're kind of switching out, you know, between today and yesterday, kind of switching out the lightning the lightning lit sunrise for just our normal Kansas sunrise that we're used to seeing.
And I think the southern part of Sedgwick County, we got some decent rain totals yesterday.
Yeah, that's right. It looks like up to an inch of rain for a couple of spots, but believe it or not, only a few hundredths for some isolated locations as well. You know, with those spotty storms yesterday, it really was one of those situations, depending on where you were, it was feast or famine, as always.
Yeah, and it seems like this morning, too, just like we've had just about the last couple of weeks, we've had showers hugging along the Kansas-Oklahoma border, but not quite getting up here.
Yeah, that's right. So we may see that same situation happen over the next couple of days all the way through Thursday before we dry out into the weekend.
All right, Ron L., have a great day.
Thanks, you too.
That is the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast from meteorologist Ron L. Williams right here with Steve and Ted on KNSS here on this Tuesday morning, August 11th, as we start talking about. We did mention this yesterday about a big-time company that is looking at some pretty prime real estate that is available right now, as Amazon is looking to get into the real estate game. And we'll discuss more about that with Fox News Radio's Tanya J. Powers in New York City this morning. And Tanya, what's Amazon up to?
Well, what they're doing is, from what the reporting that we've gotten, the Wall Street Journal says that the company Amazon is in discussions with Simon Property Group to use some of those closed locations in malls across the country as fulfillment centers. We've heard a lot of stories about, you know, some of the big box stores like JCPenney, those retailers like that, that they've declared bankruptcy. They said they're closing 154 retail stores this summer. There's still some places in America where Sears stores, you know, the vacant Sears stores. I mean, so there's different ones in different malls. And what Amazon is doing is saying, okay, well, we can put a you know, fulfillment center in those, you know, big areas of those where those anchor stores would be in a mall. And that way you'd have a tenant in the mall. Also, they would also have help getting their packages and things that last, what they call the last mile of delivery. You know, you put it closer to the people who've ordered things and it goes out faster.
Yeah, the malls are already usually in an urban setting, and Amazon usually is pretty savvy about trying to figure out how to get the most out of what they do, and this might be another deal. Plus, I'm sure rent isn't what it used to be in a mall, so they're getting a deal probably on that too.
Yeah, I mean, it would solve several problems. I mean, like you said, those malls, I mean, once those big anchor stores go, you know, the smaller businesses in the mall kind of are like, okay, well, is anybody coming in to, you know, hold down this big square footage? If Amazon did that, you know, that would at least give the mall some financial, a little bit more security there.
Was Amazon trying to do any of this under the radar, or is this all up and up and they're just getting after it with some of these things?
It's a good question. I'm not really sure exactly Simon is not commenting on the whole thing. Amazon doesn't usually comment on rumors or speculation. So neither side is you know, validating this report. But from what the Wall Street Journal is saying, these talks are ongoing.
Fox News Radio's Tanya J. Powers. Tanya, how are things in New York City this morning?
Pretty good. It's going to be another hot day here. So, you know, even if you weren't staying inside, you probably will be today if you're here, because I think our heat index yesterday was almost it was north of 95 at one point, which is pretty warm anywhere. You know, with the sidewalks and everything here, it's just kind of like, oh, OK, I think I'll just the AC is looking good right now.
All right. Thanks for checking in with us. Have a great day, Tanya.
Sure.
That's Fox News Radio's Tanya J. Powers in New York City this morning, talking with us about Amazon looking to use empty malls around the country as fulfillment centers. Of course, Wichita and Amazon are forging a new chapter in our partnership. Amazon is building a new huge warehouse up in the northeast part of town, and they even are acquiring more property for more warehouse space up in the northeast part of town, up on Webb Road. So Amazon will be a part of the Wichita scenery as we look to take business contacts forward even more. Thanks, Tanya. It is 7:18 with Steve and Ted on KNSS. And let's take a look at sports here on this Tuesday morning. The Kansas City Royals had a day off yesterday, and I'm sure they enjoyed it. They're on a four-game winning streak right now and got a little bit of time off, and now they're back at it on the road, an interleague game in Cincinnati. Royals and the Cincinnati Reds. And that game will begin at 5:30 p.m. And you can listen live on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. The Royals don't go to Cincinnati very often, but when they do, they win. The Royals have beaten the Reds in Cincinnati five times in a row. In fact, the last time the Royals lost in Cincinnati was a decade ago, 2010. Royals and the Reds tonight over on Sports Radio KFH. We have wrapped up baseball here in town at the 86th National Baseball Congress World Series at X Stadium. And the championship game was last night. Santa Barbara Foresters defeated the Cheney Diamond Dogs 12-3 in the championship game. The Diamond Dogs only lost two games in the tournament, and they were both to Santa Barbara. The Foresters continue their dynasty here at the World Series. Eight championships in the last 15 years. Now for the Santa Barbara Foresters as they win it again this year. Pro basketball in the Orlando bubble yesterday. The Phoenix Suns beat the Oklahoma City Thunder 128-101. Coming off the bench for the Suns, former Kansas Jayhawk, Cheick Diallo, 2 points, two rebounds. The Phoenix Suns are 6-0 in the bubble. They are loving life in Orlando, and the Suns are only one game behind for a playoff spot right now. Happy birthday today to former Wichita Arrows pitcher Bryn Smith. He's 65 today, a guy that pitched for 13 years in the big leagues, including nine with the Montreal Expos, and piled up 108 career wins. Bryn Smith was a player for the Wichita Arrows back in 1982 on his way to the big leagues. And at the time, it was unusual for a pitcher to have a beard. Weren't many pitchers that had beards. Bryn Smith had one. Now tons of pitchers have beards. Bryn Smith, the bearded one, former Wichita Arrows pitcher, 65 today. And don't forget, coming up 1 hour from now at about 8:15 this morning, we'll have our daily visit from Kansas City Chiefs training camp with Mitch Holtis, the play-by-play voice of the Kansas City Chiefs, as we talk about how the Chiefs are doing in training camp and who might be a breakout player this year. So Mitch, in fact, has a prediction for who that might be. So we'll chat with Mitch Holtis up at training camp for the Chiefs in Kansas City coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, right around 8:15. Make sure you are here for that. And I do need to tell you about college football. There's reports out that the Big Ten and the Pac-12 are going to make an announcement today, and they just might say we are postponing or canceling the fall football season. More on that from Rod Gilmore, ESPN college football analyst.
The Ivy League has been on to something pretty consistently. I mean, they had it in basketball, too. They were the first to shut down. Whatever way they look at it seems to be the right way, and others take a lot longer to get to it. From everyone I've talked to, the sense is that either the Big Ten or the Pac-12 will go first. There's no question in my mind, having talked to people, that they both are going to cancel their season. I don't know what's going to happen after that. I mean, my guess is that the last holdout, if there is a holdout, would be the SEC. But right now, the Big 12 and the ACC, I don't know where they're aligned. And I'm not sure anybody is certain where they're aligned. But I do know this. If the Pac-12 and the Big 10 go ahead and cancel their seasons tomorrow, as a lot of us expect, the conferences that do not cancel and choose to go forward are going to be under a lot of pressure. A lot of pressure.
So we'll see how the K-State and Kansas football seasons will flesh out as these decisions are being made pretty much as we speak. There you go. That's sports with Steve and Ted on KNSS. 7:22 with Steve and Ted. We have traffic and weather coming up. And why New York City loses more residents than any other city. That'll be discussed on the Rush Limbaugh Morning Update. Steve and Ted, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.